They could do it, and they had a good long range too.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Well, what about in a pistol? What about for?
Well, the pistol, the first pistol that was back was before the Colts come along. Mm-hmm. They Granddaddy had, and I guess it's still in the family, what they called a Derringer. He got it in the Civil War, mm-hmm. and it's a little two-barrel gun. And it's a 44, as far as a 44 shell, and it ain't a bit longer than that, the barrel, and the grip of the pistol, too. It's just so long, but it's a powerful little fella with a big 44. Well, and then they had a gun, it is that long, and it was, I don't believe they called that in a Colt. I really don't know. The Colt is the best gun that come along, and that come out before when my boyhood days are, where he's here when I can first remember that Colt's gun. Mm-hmm. And they had a Smith & Wesson pistol, mm-hmm. was a good pistol, mm-hmm. and
Well, were they put in a pistol, the ammunition now for it?
Now, that was cartridges, as far back as I can remember. They had the cartridge for the pistol. I don't remember the muzzle-loading pistol. Now, they once had them all, I'm sure. But I don't remember the cartridge pistol, as far back as I can remember. And it went back to the Civil War days.
Even that with the cartridge?
Yeah, they had the cartridge pistol back then.
This next part about some things that children would play on, like when you were a child. Do you remember people taking a plank and laying it over a trestle or something, and one child would get on one end and one on the other?
I do remember that well. They called it a seahorse.
Oh.
Seesaw.
And so they'd get on those and...
Yeah. He'd take one on each side. He'd lay it on a fence. We had a lot of plank fence back in my boyhood days. Well, you could, or a rail fence, you could put it either side, put it on, through that on a rail or on one of them planks, and one would get on one side and the other on the other, and they'd just ride up and down, just sit there for an hour at a time. And And then they had another thing. Now, they weren't nothing, there's no danger in this thing. Uh-huh. If a child fell off of it, he might fall off, but he wouldn't be high up at no time. But they had another thing that they played with. They called it what they call that there thing that they...
Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny. Oh, yeah, Flying Jenny. Now, that's a dangerous thing.
Oh.
It's, you take a... Well, you can cut a sapling down, mm-hmm. and... up 3 foot, say 3 foot high, and you can round it off up here, chop it off, and make a round fence. Then you can take that same piece of that sapling, mm-hmm. make it off 10 feet long, mm-hmm. and spread it open and put it on that, and then just get a hold of it and just run around the three or four, half a dozen, as hard as you go. Well, you can throw one down, run over him, or sling him off out,
yeah.
and some made them out of a plank or a hole. In a plank and drive an iron rod in a post or something or other, and that it's called a flying jenny, and now it'll fly too.
It'll fly too.
Yeah, it is.
Well, did you ever know people taking a kind of a limber plank and they fix it at both ends and then they jump up and down on it?
I used to see them around the swimming holes.
Oh.
Yeah, and they call them diving boards around swimming holes, and that thing will run up and down here, and you